Tell me about the chili cook-off and beer festival.
It's an annual event the Chamber's put on for several years now. It's been quite successful, and it's a lot of fun if you've never been there before. What it is, everybody from the community brings different types of chilies. There's numerous categories, and everybody brings their chili in at 5:30, and then we open the doors at 6 for the general public to come in and sample all the chili. And then we also have a beer for people who are making homebrew beer, wines, and cordials.
And should people bring their chili in like a crock pot so it stays warm? Do they usually
Definitely. And they can either serve their own chili or they can just drop the crock pot off. It usually works a lot better if you serve your own chili.
Right.
The more chili you bring, the better, because the way it works is everybody comes, they get a little taste of each one of the chilies, and everybody gets a bean, a whole bag of beans, actually, and then they go around and they put beans in a cup, and then when all the chili's gone, then we count all the beans, and whoever's got the most beans in their cup, then they win.
So it's a people's choice thing for the chili.
Definitely.
Same for the beer, too?
Same for the beer. Same for the wine. Same for the cordials.
What's the most unique chili that you've had that you remember there?
A couple years ago, somebody made some outstanding moose chili.
Mm.
But now I have a tendency to like really hot food.
Okay.
And so last year, one of the chilies was just smoking hot. And I thought it was the best chili there, but I'm sure I wasn't the majority. So last year, one of the vegetarian chilies, I think I actually voted for a vegetarian chili because it was so well done. So
it's also the last chance to enter the Rain Classic, the contest.
Right.
Describe that.
Yeah, this is really neat. It's another raffle. And the way it works is the Chamber gets to keep half, and then the winner gets the other half. And the way it works is you're guessing how much rain it rains in Petersburg. We kind of modeled it a little bit after the Nanana Ice Classic. If we could raise that much money, well, that'd be great.
But it could become statewide.
Yeah, statewide. But what it is Friday night at 9 o'clock, that's the cutoff time. And you have to have your guess in by then. Obviously, we can't let you guess all the way up to the 31st of December.
Everybody would win.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of variable in it. And as everybody knows, our climate between now and the end of the year can be very variable. So whoever gets the closest, you can guess down to a quarter of an inch. Whoever gets the closest to it wins. And whoever has put in their, let's say we have two people, and let's say they said it's going to rain 120 inches in Petersburg this year, and they both get their names pulled out, then whoever put in their guess first.
Oh, they're dated.
They're dated. Will win.
Okay. And what's the standard of the total rainfall is based on what the records kept by the airport? Or?
Yes. It's actually the National Weather Service, and it's the official site up at the airport. And the Weather Service told us it usually takes them six days to 2 weeks to actually get the actual official tally.
But after the 31st.
Yeah. So we're going to have some sort of event probably in early January end of January, where we'll announce the winner. It's a good way to help the Chamber. And what the Chamber does is it sponsors a lot of events in town. And it's got a lot of events that it needs to make a little bit of money for to make them happen. And this is just one way that we're doing that.